Well, it's time for another day page. I'm Rex Latchford, and a little bit of commotion in the clubhouse this morning, but we'll make it through. In reporting found in yesterday's New York Times, found at the bottom of an article entitled "Momentum Builds Against NSA Surveillance," I found the following. Ms. Lofgren, Zoe Lofgren, she was the chairman of the House Ethics Committee from 2009 to 2011, said that the White House and Democratic and Republican leaders had not come to grips with what she called a grave sense of betrayal that greeted Mr. Snowden's revelations earlier last month. Since the Bush administration, lawmakers had been repeatedly assured that such indiscriminate collection of data did not exist, and that when targeting was unspecific, it was aimed at people abroad. That's the end of that quote. In its understated and sometimes blundering way, the Times, if not Ms. Lofgren, has put its finger on what I believe to be the heart of the issue. The sense of betrayal is the bottom line of public sentiment from all quarters. Even the most paranoid among us couldn't have imagined in 2001 or 2002 the extent of surveillance that would emerge post 9/11. However, concern about privacy issues was considered fringe until Edward Snowden's documentation made it hard for the government to continue its denials. The Emperor's new clothes had been revealed. The mainstream was now forced to come to grips with an issue they'd been in denial over for the past decade or so. Now, I believe that the American public wants to believe the lies that the government pours forth in an unending stream because they have an investment in their government, and thus they want to believe that it's a good one. But wishing for a thing does not make it so. Americans have a great resistance to seeing corruption, greed, and criminality in their government. It takes a strong case to shine through the smoke and the haze, and it appears that Edward Snowden's released documents finally made that case that will turn the tide of opinion of the American public. Still, buyer's remorse looms large in America's consumer society. Americans may still choose to blindly embrace their corrupt and nearly bankrupted government rather than face the truth with all its consequences. Should that happen, there will come another tide and then another, and the rising waters of accumulated megalomania and neglect are drowning the current generation of despots. What will replace them? That's the question. I'm Rex Latchford. It's been another day page, and I'll see you tomorrow. Turn the page to another Day Page at daypage.net, a production of Radio InfoWeb. Email us radio@infoweb.net. And hello to all you listeners on Facebook, in the blogosphere, and all the places that Day Page finds its way into. See ya.